Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dadi. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Soda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vandachari Jamuna Tira Vandachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dadi Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Jamuna Jira Vanachari Jamuna Jira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Krishna. Rama, Rama. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Nithai Gaura Hariba, 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 Nithai Gaura Hariba, Nithai. Nithai Gaura Hariba, 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 Nithai Gaura Hariba. Nithai Gaura Hariba, 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 Nithai Gaura Hariba. Jai Nithai Gaura Premanande. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, thank you. So, thank you for coming. It's always a little daunting for me to give class in Alachua, somehow or other. So many senior devotees and realized souls. But anyway, we'll see what comes out. So today we've had this 12-hour kirtan as Mukhya Devi was mentioning. We've had this wonderful festival, Kuli Mela. I want to thank the organizers for doing this huge endeavor to bring everybody together. It's been such a treat for me to meet so many wonderful second generation devotees. As the first generation, I know we didn't always do everything perfectly. So it's nice to see that in spite of whatever mistakes we've made, they've taken the essence, which is bhakti, and are carrying it forward. It's heartwarming. And I'm also happy that they still want me around. So how do we work this? Oh, here we are. So they asked me if I would speak a little bit about kirtan. And so I'd like to just say that we're very fortunate to have the holy name. We're extremely, extremely fortunate to be able to even know what the holy name of God is. Some religions say, you know, hallowed be thy name, but what is the name? So we're actually greatly fortunate to have this amazing name of Krishna and this divine association, the Sangha of devotees, association of devotees that makes it possible to chant the holy name. Actually chanting the name of God is possible in the association of saintly persons, in the association of lovers of God. And we also have this amazing wisdom, this Krishna conscious culture, which with such profound wisdom that, whoops. Is it, I think it's something's wrong. It's loud enough, right? You can all hear. It could be down a little bit. I'll speak up. So that's one thing. So when Lord Chaitanya was asked, what is the most important item of devotional service? Any guess what he said? He said, you all know it, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Ayava Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatiranyata. So this is amazing. Again, he's saying this holy name, Hare, the name of Hari, the name of Hari, the name of Hari, is in this difficult time, this age of Kali, in which there's so much stress, there's so much anxiety, there's one thing that will work, one thing that will move our heart, that will touch us, and that's the holy name. And so what is this holy? There you go. So what is this holy name? Jagannath Das Babaji, great soul, spiritual mentor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to say, Nitai kinami neche re. What is this name? What is this name that Nitai has brought? We have this name. What is it? We chant it every day. Some of us have been chanting for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, at least in this lifetime. Maybe in another lifetime, we're chanting. So I was thinking about that today, that how is it possible? Srila Prabhupada, it's said that Yeah, how is it possible to chant Hare Krishna for 2 hours a day for years? Is that humanly possible? Can that be done by willpower or being brainwashed or something like that? So there must be something amazing there, something wonderful. So what is this holy name? So Padma Purana says, you'd all know this verse as well, Namat Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nitya Mukto Vinatvam Nami Namino. So Namat Chintamani Krishnas, the name of Krishna, this beautiful Krishna name, is Chintamani. It's a transcendental touchstone. It can transform the heart. We have experience, probably every one of us are sitting here because the holy name has transformed our heart in some way, big or small. And this is also wonderful, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's within that name, there's rasa, there's a spiritual taste. There's something special that happens when we chant. There's this taste that's like nothing else in the material world, nothing that we get in this material world has this taste, a special taste of the holy name. Purna, it's full, it's complete, it's Krishna. Shuddho, completely pure and purifying. We become purified by chanting. Nitya Mukto, it's always liberated, always free, never material. Abhinatvam Nami Namino, the name, Krishna, and the named, Krishna, are non-different. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he discusses this a lot, this point, that Krishna's non-different from his name. But one time he said, but actually there is one difference between Krishna and his name. Any idea what that is? Somebody? Huh? More merciful, yes. The holy name is more merciful than Krishna. So, so Krishna is non-different from his name. And Krishna is present everywhere, actually. Krishna is present in every atom. But we don't notice it. That's kind of the most amazing thing, is that God is everywhere present. He's present in the sun. He's present in our hearts, present in every atom. He's everywhere, but we don't notice. This is the brilliant covering of the material energy, that we can't see the Lord who's right in front of our face. But when we chant the holy name, he makes his presence felt little by little. Little by little, we become aware of his presence. At least we become aware of his presence when we chant. When we take the initiative, the personal initiative to call his name, then he comes. So Lord Chaitanya explains this. The Lord's holy name, his form, his personality are all one and the same. There's no difference between them. They are absolute. There's no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself. So as far as the conditioned soul, we have a name, we have a body, and we have a soul. They're all different. We'll leave this body and it'll turn into something different. We can change our name. There's a pretty tremendous disconnect in the material world. We're always disconnected. But these are the statements of Shastra, that Krishna's name and himself are different. So this isn't perceptible with our senses. We can't see this. We can't know this by our senses. We just have to take this truth, this nam tattva. And, but it is said that Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahamendriya. So we cannot see Krishna with our material senses. We can't even see our own soul with our material senses. But wonderfully, Sevan Bhukhe, if we turn our face towards Krishna with a mood of service, this is the defining distinction between material and spiritual. That when we develop this mood that let me serve Krishna, let me do something for Krishna. This is called Sevan Bhukhe. When we turn our face towards Krishna, hi jivado, beginning with the tongue, beginning with this chanting, then Krishna reveals himself. So if we experience this, that when we sit together and we take the effort and we have a little faith to try to serve Krishna in kirtan, and we get a glimpse, spurati, little glimpse that here is Krishna, Krishna's present in his name. And wonderful things happen. We see that barriers disappear between people, and just so many wonderful things happen. I've had the, somehow or other, I've had the good fortune of traveling around the world in different places and being able to share the holy name. And it's miraculous. Sometimes one particular event that comes to mind is this. I was used to be part of this festival called Woodstock in Poland, and there's maybe almost a million young people that come for that festival. And that, you know, they would come to our tent and chant Hare Krishna with us. And I noticed that as the years went by, first the kids would come mostly intoxicated and chant a little bit, maybe dance a little bit. But it, as the years rolled by, I could see that they were getting purified by this chanting. It became very visible. And one night, you know, we were singing late at night, 9 o'clock, and I looked out at this crowd. We stopped all of the instruments, and I looked about out at this crowd of young people, who knows where they're from or who they are, but they were chanting just Hare Krishna like this. And even when we stopped chanting, they just kept chanting. So actually, I thought if I could die now, my life would be perfect. So we have this beautiful experience of sharing. Many devotees have this experience of sharing this wonderful holy name with people, and these things happen. So Krishna tells Narada, Naham tistami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tistami Narada. So Krishna says that he's not in Vaikuntha. Of course he's in Vaikuntha. And he says, I'm not in the heart of the yogi, which of course he's there also. He's everywhere. But he says, wherever my devotees sing, yatra gayanti madbhakta, then I appear there. So how does Krishna appear in the kirtan? Which row is he in? Where does he sit? So actually he's in our hearts. Krishna's in our heart. And when we chant his name, he actually touches our heart, and we experience again the special sweetness of chanting, this joy that we don't experience anywhere else. This is called rasa, or the verse we heard before, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And so it's also said, Rasa Vaisa, Krishna is rasa. Being touched by even a fraction of that spiritual happiness means we're being touched by Krishna. that spiritual happiness means being touched by Krishna. This is a beautiful verse from Taittiriya Upanishad. Raso vaisa rasam yevayam ladva nandi bhavati. The Lord is rasa. Attaining that rasa, the jiva becomes blissful. So wonderful. So this is the amazing thing, to sincerely chant the holy name, to serve the holy name, is so wonderful. So there, back in 1966, Srila Prabhupada was invited by some people from an organization called, or a business called Happening Records. Have any of you ever heard the Happening album? If any of you have not heard the Happening album, and I'm sure you've all heard it. So this was in 1966, before there was mass book distribution or anything like that, and these people had gone to Tompkins Square Park, and they heard Srila Prabhupada and the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, and they were so mesmerized by this chanting that they wanted to ask Prabhupada if he would do a record for them. Pretty amazing. This was, you probably have heard of records, right? Maybe your grandmother told you about them or something. Anyway, back in those days, there were records. And they asked if he would not only sing the Maha Mantra, which he did, but if he would explain the Maha Mantra. So this record went out. Actually, the Beatles heard this record. And it was the start of the Maha Mantra spreading around the world. It was an amazing event, actually. So Carol tells this wonderful story. She says, "We went in to meet this guru. I didn't know what to expect, but Prabhupada was delightful, charming. Alan told him the plan to make a recording of the chant, along with explanation, to fit in with the spoken word concept. And Prabhupada loved it. He got so excited. He explained that the chanting is important, but that the holy name, but the philosophy behind the chanting is equally important." I'll read that again. "He explained that the chanting is important, but that the philosophy behind the chanting is equally important. So he would be happy to do both on the album. I never forget what he said after that. Quote, "The most important thing you can do for Krishna or God is to share his name with others." Let's hear that one more time. "The most important thing you can do for Krishna or God is to share his name with others. He told us that Krishna and his name are spiritually equal, the same, and that is why the chanting is so effective." So this is a significant point I just wanted to speak about a little bit. The philosophy behind the chanting is equally important. Actually, on this record, Srila Prabhupada gives so much philosophy. It's really amazing. It's going out to brand new people who have never heard Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is this? And what he explains on in his brief talk is basically the whole gist of Sambandhagyan. Who are we? Who are we in relationship to Krishna? What is the name of Krishna? All of these things he explains. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it said, "Kalo doshani de rajan asti heko mahan gunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajat." So this means that in this difficult time that we live, which Sukadeva Goswami is like an ocean of faults, an ocean of difficulties. Asti hekama, there's one shining good quality, there's one amazing good thing, and that is this, what is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. By chanting this name of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Puram Vajaya, we can become liberated and go to the transcendental kingdom. Srila Prabhupada stresses in his talk, he says that this chanting of Hare Krishna is the most effective means of realization. He says it springs automatically from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in this transcendental sound vibration without any previous qualification and dance in ecstasy. In fact, we see this, not only can people take part, but they become devotees by chanting, and they experience something wonderful. And Bhagavatam says something even more amazing. So Srila Prabhupada stresses this, how this chanting is open to everyone, anyone can take it up, there's no previous qualification, anyone can do it. And Bhagavatam says, Sankyetam parihasyam vastobam helanam, that even if we chant the holy name to mean something else, just like Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan, but he was actually calling his son, the Yamadutas challenged the Vishnudutas on that. That you say that he's been saved by chanting, but we say he was just calling his son. And they said, no. It doesn't matter, Sankirtan, Parihasyam, or if someone's joking, Stobam, or for musical entertainment. Maybe we chant sometimes for musical entertainment, or even derisively. Vaikuntha Nama, if one can take this Vaikuntha name, the name that's free from fear, then Ashesha Gaharam Vidhu, then all sinful reactions are disappear. So, again, this is the an idea of this. Although the holy name is so amazing, still the access to it is so easily available. But still, we can notice that these Hare Krishna chanters have the most voluminous body of spiritual literature in the world. There's no books on spiritual philosophy like the literature that's behind the chanting. We have the Vedas, the Upanishads, Vedanta, Mahabharata, Ramayana. Srila Prabhupada, who brought the holy name, spread the holy name around the world, he literally gave up sleeping for a good part of his life just to give us these books, just to give us the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam especially, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Lord Chaitanya, who is the father of Sankirtan, he ordered his disciples, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, to write these books on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Practically, I mean, in reality, more books than we can read in a lifetime. There's so much nectar, so much nectar there. So, of course, the ultimate purpose of studying these books, Vedas, Chisarva, Hameva Vidya, is to know Krishna. Krishna says that that's the purpose of studying all of these. Everything is there. So these books, I'd like to say, they're not dry philosophy, but they're full, they're alive. Srimad Bhagavatam is a living book, and Krishna reveals himself in the pages of the Bhagavatam. As we hear the Bhagavatam, then we realize Krishna through this. So therefore, as Srila Prabhupada said, this philosophy behind the chanting is so important. And there's an interesting, very interesting quote, maybe you've heard this, from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says that Krishna Katha, or hearing about Krishna, hearing talks about Krishna, Krishna Katha is the Sarup Shakti of Harinam, just as Radha is the Sarup Shakti of Krishna. Similarly, Krishna Kirtan, says Krishna is not worshipped alone, but with Radha. I was thinking, could you imagine if one day we came into the temple and only Krishna was here? Not Radha. Unthinkable. Totally unthinkable. So he makes this strong point that this Krishna Kirtan is like Krishna, and Krishna Katha is like Radharani, the Swarup Shakti of Kirtan. So he says, similarly, Krishna Kirtan is incomplete and improper unless accompanied by hearing Krishna Katha. So this spiritual wisdom is the greatest gift. It's meant to accompany Kirtan, and Kirtan is meant to accompany Krishna Katha. Vidya Vadu Jivanam, Lord Chaitanya says, it's the it gives life to this knowledge. So, Hare Krishna. So I guess we could say, how are we doing? Is everybody still alive? I haven't bored you all to sleep yet. So in conclusion, I guess we could say this this chanting, this is our life. I could say this is the life of the devotees. I guess I was appreciating this weekend that how our second generation have managed to navigate life, to deal with their challenges, to deal with our material desires. As we know, material desires don't just go away. Have you ever noticed? They're with us. And any amount of forced renunciation doesn't work. So we have this person that we're dealing with, this person with so many desires and so many things. But we want to get closer to Krishna. So really, we have to learn how to hold Krishna's hand throughout our life, throughout every circumstance in our life, no matter what we're going through, and how to hold Krishna's hand. So this is the easy way to do that, is to always be hearing about Krishna. The only thing that can change our heart is to fall in love with Krishna. Any amount of so-called renunciation is empty. But the change comes when we can fall in love with Krishna, when we can cry for Krishna. So this comes about by hearing about Krishna, repeatedly hearing, relishing the talks about Krishna, relishing Krishna's name. When we hear about Krishna, all of a sudden there's no more problems. it's amazing. Actually, in this same talk that Srila Prabhupada gave, his opening talk on giving the Maha Mantra to the world, his opening talk, in there he says the most amazing thing. He says that when we awaken our Krishna consciousness, this illusory struggle with the material energy can at once be stopped. That's amazing. Illusory struggle. We're studying history, right? We're studying, you know, we're studying the world. what do you mean it's an illusory struggle? How can it be illusory? It appears to be real. We're studying this war, that war, this person, this success, this failure, this person died. You know, this is our life. The struggle is our life. How can it be an illusory struggle? So Prabhupada says if we can awaken this Krishna consciousness, and we even get glimpse of that in our daily life, in our hearing and chanting, when we can hear nicely about Krishna, then we enter into a different realm. It's a way to relieve the mind of all anxiety and to actually enter this realm of Krishna Katha, this realm of Krishna, this other realm. It comes about just by hearing and just by chanting the name of Krishna. It's so easy and so foundational. If we can just keep these items always in our life, here to hear about Krishna. And when we hear something about Krishna that touches our heart, we can know that's Krishna. That's Krishna touching my heart. And we can think about those verses, those things that we've heard, and remember them, cherish them. And by doing that, the knots in our heart become slackened, become eased up. Just again, by hearing, relishing, chewing on this, what we hear. And along with that, chanting the holy name. So in conclusion, we can say that this holy name is Krishna. Although we cannot perhaps fully realize that, we should have that trust that here is Krishna. Let me be with Krishna. Let me chant his holy name. And thus, although the name is Krishna, it's also considered a call on Krishna. Especially the Maha Mantra, it's amazing. According to Lord Brahma, the Maha Mantra is the way. He told Narada Muni that in this Kali Yuga, the way to chant the holy name is the Maha Mantra. Kalog Kalma Sanasana. This holy name destroys all of the difficulties. Natta Parataro Paya Sarva Veda Shudushiti. If you look through all of the Vedas, you won't find anything better than this. This is Lord Brahma speaking. And he specifically mentions the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Other mantras like we say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's an amazing mantra. But it's a statement. I offer my obeisances to Krishna. It's passive. I offer my obeisances to Krishna. This is what I'm doing. But this Maha Mantra is vocative. It's a call. Hey, Krishna. Hey, Radharani. Please, please let me serve you. And in this same talk that I've been mentioning, Srila Prabhupada makes this amazing statement. The chanting is exactly like genuine cry by the child for mother. Mother Hara helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father, Hari or Krishna. And the Lord reveals himself to such a sincere devotee. So this Srila Prabhupada gave also different meanings. Sometimes he said, I'm trying, but I'm failing. Please help. Another meaning. And my friend, my friend, my friend. So these are all different meanings, different calls to Krishna. So, but the essence is that we call upon Krishna. In Brahma Samhita, it's said that the conditioned soul goes through life after life after life. Karmani, what is it? Yes, Trindagopam, Matavindram, the host for karma. They get their karma. Krishna is impartial. Whatever you did, here it comes, right back at you. He's not partial. But when we call on Krishna, he doesn't interfere with our lives. That's, Krishna doesn't interfere with our independence. But when we call on Krishna's name, it's like we're raising our hand. Hey, Krishna, interfere. Interfere in my life, please. Interfere in my life. And he does. Sometimes we're not always happy about it, but... So he interferes because why? Because we're calling on him. And karmani nirdhati kintu chabhakti bhajan. He burns away our karma. So this is the beautiful life of Krishna consciousness, of chanting the holy name, of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It's perfect, it's complete. Anywhere, any place you can do this and be happy. Know that you're holding Krishna's hands and you'll be protected. So, Hare Krishna, how are we doing? Thank you, you're so patient. Thank you very much. Any thoughts, comments, discussion? Oh. Wow, all right, there's some saintly, more saintly persons have entered the room. Excuse me. Yeah? It's coming.
Yeah, question. Oh. Yeah, so now you are talking about the value of the chanting of the holy names in different circumstances, how they can save us and so on. So now, let me ask you a question. Now, Prabhupada said in the Krishna album record, you know, that is on the cover, also he's saying it, he's speaking it on the album, name heard by the lips of a non-devotee causes poisonous effects. So the question is, does the mantra is separate from the devotees or not? What is that? Because there are so many people that chant the holy names, the Hare Krishna mantra, but if there are the non-devotees chanting these names, so how are we supposed to understand that?
My understanding, somebody can correct me, is that the holy name is still there. It said the holy name, also it said that it's not contaminated. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto. But it's got a little poison coating. So that could be problematic. But we're especially fortunate in this age. There's a nice description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Lord Chaitanya was traveling around South India, and he would embrace someone, and they would chant, and they would become ecstatic, and then they would go somewhere else, and they would chant, and they, you know, in this way, this chanting coming from Lord Chaitanya, they're not Lord Chaitanya, they're somebody else, but that they're being empowered by him. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, we can say on the order of Lord Chaitanya, brought the pure holy name. Must be that he brought the pure holy name. Otherwise, how could it spread around the world? But if we can hear, so therefore, even we've been able to share the holy name. We're nowhere on an equal level with Srila Prabhupada, nowhere close. In millions of births, not close. But yeah, we can, on his order, on his behalf, we can share this chanting, and people become devotees, as we actually see. Their hearts change, they take up the chanting, they study the philosophy, they become devotees. So this is because that potency is passed on through the holy name. So anyway, that's my understanding, is that the name is always powerful, but it can be, because he said so that immediate, he also says, should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee so that immediate effect can be achieved. He doesn't say there's no effect. He says so that immediate effect can be achieved. So the more we can hear from the mouth of persons who are sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, then it will have more effect. And we do want to avoid, just like, yeah, same example. If there's some poison, you'll also get the effects of the poison, perhaps. But the name is still there. I've got some. Oh, well, just one sec. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, we got 1 minute. Yeah.
I just want to thank you. Speaking about the holy name was always stimulating, inspiring. That I was thinking if you bring to practice all these devotional.
Hare Krishna.
If we can practice all these devotional items in a very personal way and deepen our relationship with Krishna, then it seems we can stay clear of the mechanical chanting and chant with absorption.
Yes, correct.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's why we have to hear so that the chanting is, we're not mechanically chanting, but we're calling that wonderful person, those wonderful persons, those supremely attractive persons, that we're calling those persons that we've heard about. Yeah, thank you.
I had a personal like proof of the requirement that one hears the holy name from a pure devotee, and what a big difference that makes. Mm. So about, before I met Srila Prabhupada, it was about 1965, I was in Greenwich Village, and I attended a presentation by the poet Allen Ginsberg, and he was chanting in his own funny style. His harmonium playing was a joke, and I won't imitate, but it didn't do anything to me. I just thought it was kind of cute and funny, and then a little later on when Prabhupada came to New York and I heard Prabhupada chanting, immediately I started chanting with him, especially at 26 Second Avenue. I was there at the very beginning, and I didn't have to think about it. It just naturally started chanting along with Srila Prabhupada. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. We've got a, who's, somebody's supposed to chant Hare Krishna now. Who's that? Let's do one more question, because the kirtan is scheduled. I don't want to cut in somebody's kirtan spot. Huh? Oh, maybe up here. Yeah. Maybe one of the ladies. Sorry.
Hare Krishna. My question was about, you were mentioning about material desires and I was just wondering, like sometimes when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, there are times when it seems like all our material desires like soaring, you know, touching the sky. And I heard somewhere that there is a connection between offense and material desires. Like if you are committing offenses, then our material desires tend to like come out more. And so I'm asking this question in the context of inattentive japa. Like, you know, when I'm chanting, I mean, all the glories of the holy name are in the context of attentive japa, right? But
yes.
My japa is so inattentive and it's probably even offensive. I'm wondering if that conclusion that because of that, I'm having all these material desires, is that a correct conclusion to draw, or how should I understand that?
Well, I don't know your particular situation, but I would just as a wild guess, I would say there's probably material desires are already there. We're here. The whole material world is created because we have desires, right? The living entity, the Mahavishnu's sleeping, and then he's agitated by the desires of the living entity. So again, they come out, and they get, and you know, budva, budva, praliyate, following, you know, we don't know how long we've been here with these material desires, trying to enjoy one after another. And then we come to Krishna consciousness, and we think maybe by, we'll just get rid of them immediately. And we find out that it doesn't work like that. Neither is the purpose of chanting to get rid of material desires. That's not the purpose. The purpose, if we chant for that reason, it won't be successful. The purpose is to fall in love with Krishna. And if we fall in love with Krishna, then automatically there won't be material desires. So the more we can chant attentively, the more we can hear, avoid offenses. Prabhupada also said that, you know, we shouldn't be discouraged. We have offenses, we're chanting offensively, I'm chanting offensively, no doubt about it. But he said, go on chanting. Go on chanting. He never said, wait till you're free of offenses and then chant. That was a philosophy that went around at one point, that you should wait till you're free. How is that going to happen? So certainly there's a connection between inflaming our material desires and committing offenses. There's definitely a connection that our material desires, I mean our offenses can make us like that song to Tulsi. It says, by my offenses I've been thrown into this world. So their offenses and material desires are intimately connected. So our we can become more disturbed by the desires are already there, and we can certainly become more disturbed by them if we commit offenses. So what do we do? Is it said that for a person who falls, the only resting place is the ground? Similarly, for one who commits offenses, the only shelter is the holy name. We need to go on chanting and try to be more attentive, because if we hear more, if we can just become absorbed, if we can just become absorbed in hearing, you know, then everything's okay. I guess maybe we should stop here, Gita, right? Somebody's going to chant. Thank you.
Thank you, Barahari,
very much.
I just wanted to appreciate. You said worshipping Krishna without Radharani is incomplete and imperfect. Very nicely you presented.
Thank you.
Chanting Hare Krishna without hearing the glory of Holy Name or Hari Katha is also incomplete and imperfect. I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you.
I hope devotee take it seriously. We need to do both, hearing Hari Katha and chanting. Barahari Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that. Not me. Just want to clear that up. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Chant Hare Krishna. Oh.